The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Coca-Cola Bottling Company brings you at this time the Christmas Day meeting of the Refreshment Club with Don McNeil as Master of Ceremonies. We hope that this program, like ice-cold Coca-Cola, will leave you happily refreshed. The Refreshment Club will come to order. The roll call starts our meeting. Clark Dennis.
Merry Christmas.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Joyous Noel.
The Cadet.
Merry Christmas.
Walter Blaufuss.
Fredicus Feinachten.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra. And Don McNeil himself.
Happy Easter egg.
Well, the meeting is yours, Don. Well,
thank you very much. And Merry Christmas to you, friends. What do you say this Christmas morning we all go through our little daily ritual together as usual, all right? Get the glasses. And drop in the ice. Open the bottle. That's it now. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola tastes well on Christmas morning. Well, we have a peppy show all set for you today, a Yuletide show. So if you'll tidy up the spot in front of the radio and brush away the needles, we'll begin with I Love Louisa. See us all get out here for our Yuletide show. He has mistletoe hung over his head, just in case, you know. He's got a holly wreath in his lapel. He's got snow on his shoulders. Or you've been shaking your head again, Walter. He really looks good. Chester Picarero there in the violin section. Old Chester got a grandfather's clock for Christmas. Certainly was an old-timer. And Bo Bremmel there, the big, tall guy that plays the viola, he complained about the rain. He has been for some time. And he's too tall to walk under awnings, you know. So his wife got him an umbrella. She told him now to either put up or shut up. All the boys are well taken care of. Cooten, you know, the fellow with the trailer, plays the saxophone. He got the new lace curtains for his trailer. He isn't so keen about trailers these cold winter days, though. He says he can't dress in front of the radiator like he could at home. Ted Wheeler's wife gave him a picture of last year's Christmas tree. He's a very thoughtful of her. And Walter's going to eat three dinners instead of two today, it being Christmas. How'd you do, Clark?
Well, I got a brand new Victrola and radio, Don.
Hey, that's fine. Now you can listen to all those great programs on the air, huh?
That's right.
Like the Refreshment Club, yeah.
Yeah.
Helen Jane, what did you get?
Well, I got a set of golf clubs and a diamond bracelet.
Diamond? Oh, you had me worried there for a minute. Oh, you had me worried there. Well, that's fine. Did you get any slippers, dancing slippers?
Yes, I did, Don.
I'm glad you got those. You're telling me about that. You know, a shoe manufacturer I know said he had his whole staff working on dancing shoes in preparation for Christmas. Said it was all hands to the pump. They're really busy. You want to know what I got for Christmas?
Yeah. What'd you get, Don?
Well, I got a camera. Santa Claus evidently couldn't afford a movie camera, so he just gave me an ordinary camera. And I guess it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. Helen, if you will, please.
I've tried to explain that you are my heaven on earth, but I've tried in vain, for words can't explain my love and its worth. This much I know is true, there'll never be another you. That's why I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Once the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words dear at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
Yes, indeed. Well, who gets the biggest kick out of Christmas? Of course the kids do, you know that. I think every Christmas you've had since you compare with the ones that you had when you were a child. After all, the Christmas season is for the children. I know at home, my kids got a great big kick out of the tree, although they never do just what you expect them to do, do they? I know Tommy came running in there this morning. We'd been telling him about that tree and everything. It was all lit up, and he came in there and looked at it, and he's been told to stay away from lights and everything. So he looked at the tree, and he said, hot, hot. Well, we're going to take care of the kiddies if we can today, because this is their time, Christmas. And the cadets are going to do Santa Claus is Coming to Town just for them. Then we're going to town and visit the toys in their native haunt.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Jingle-jay, all the A-way. Oh, what fun it is to ride and watch the kids at play.
Will you ever see
an horn,
little toy drum?
Ring, ding, ding, and rummy, tum, tum.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, gee, with curly head towels, it's paddling cool.
Elephant folks and kitty cars, too.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, gee,
the kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes, indeed. I know he's coming to town. I bet he's been to town. He found your house, too, didn't he? He always does. But say, did you know that last night at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, all the toys in the toy shops became alive? Well, I didn't know that either till last night, but it's true. They stay alive while the clock strikes 12. The first stroke wakes them up, and the 12th stroke makes them toys again. But, of course, those 12 strokes seem longer to them than they do to us. Well, we're going to visit the toys at a little toy shop counter. We're going to find Major Domo, the Tin Soldier, Little Boy Blue, and Sarah Jane, the Mama Doll. All right, now let's pretend it's Christmas Eve, 12 o'clock.
Ah, there you go, yelling for your mama. I'm just holding your hand, that's all. What did you say if I tried to kiss you?
Mama, mama,
oh, good night, good night. What a doll you turned out to be.
Well, who are you?
I'm Major Domo. You've no doubt heard of my uncle, General Deliver.
No, but I've heard of your cousin, Corporal Punishment.
Ah, like a wise crack from a china hen. What's your name, baby?
I'm Sarah Jane. Now, you be careful, because if you squeeze me, I'll yell for my mama again.
Good night. Don't do that. What are you afraid of? Ain't I all right?
Oh, you're just a tin soldier.
Oh, come on, baby. Be sociable. Come here.
Oh, mama,
come
here. Mama, mama.
All right, I'll let go. For goodness sake, don't wake up your old lady.
Just you wait till Little Boy Blue gets here. He'll take care of you, you cheap tin soldier.
Little Boy Blue? That guy? Why, he's always blowing his own horn.
Well, he's a very nice boy. And here he comes now.
Oh, that's Little Boy Blue, huh? I hear he's on a two.
No, he's not. Oh, Little Boy Blue, you.
Here I am, Sarah Jane. Who is this tinny-looking person?
Oh, that's Major Domo, the tin soldier.
He looks like a movie house usher.
Well, he's been annoying me, too.
He has. Sir, what have you done to this doll?
Practically nothing at all. Doggone it. Every time I squeeze her, she starts to holler for her mother.
Sir, no tin soldier can insult my doll.
Take that. Oh, you want to fight, huh? Well, you're just a wooden doll. I'm going to knock your block off. Take that.
Ouch, take that.
You will you? Take that. And that. And that.
And that. And that. And that.
Oh, Mama, they're fighting over me, Mama.
I got you now, you little boy blockhead. Take that.
Ooh, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
There he goes. Sarah Jane, your little boy is blue. You're in my power at last. Come here.
Oh, Mama, Mama.
I'll be good. Don't stir up the old lady. By the way, where is your mother?
Well, she was shipped to California in that last shipment of toys.
That's all I wanted to know.
Mama, Mama, Mama.
Paying tribute to the little China doll he found in the toy shop. Cute little Chinese doll, just like Ralph got this morning, with long pigtail, or cue. Ralph did the number, Walter took the cue. Now it's the cue for Bob Denton, our recording secretary.
And so it's Christmas. day of excitement and thrills for the children, of pleasant memories as well as present pleasures for the grown-ups. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. The day for which old Santa Claus has been working so hard these many months. Santa Claus is the busiest man in the world, with wisdom equal to his years. He knows that no matter how hard you work, you've got to stop now and then. Surely you've seen his picture sitting among the toys under a Christmas tree. He has paused for a moment's rest. He is lifting a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola to his lips, and he is saying, "Me too." All right, Don?
Okay, and I don't blame him a bit. All right, now, Clark Dennis, our freshman club Romeo, is stepping forward with a song on his lips, I'm sure. How are you getting along this Christmas, Clark?
Oh, pretty good, Don.
Anything you want? Anything I can do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, on Monday, you better help me with the rehearse on my lines for Hamlet, you know.
Oh, yes. I was talking to your coach there. You're not doing so well. This guy Johnny, Helen Jane's boyfriend, is sort of stepping in there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting in with the coach, and he's getting in my hair.
He is. What do you know about this Helen Jane?
Well, I know that the coach said that the real trouble with Clark was that he couldn't do that soliloquy speech very well. Johnny does it better.
Oh, to be or not to be. I will get on that Monday, Clark. Make a note of that. Okay. Say, everybody in the band here, I'll tell you, the boys really, really feel the spirit of Christmas here. It's nice as you look around and see these smiling faces, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, quiet, Spiegel. Really, the boys are well taken care of today. And Mrs. Valentine got a new fur coat today for Christmas. Isn't that nice? Awfully nice. And funny thing, Eddie's little son, what's his name, Eddie?
Teddy,
yeah, that's right. Eddie's little son, Teddy, was looking at his mother's new fur coat a little while ago, Eddie was telling me. And the little kid said, "My, how that poor beast must have suffered so that you could have a new fur coat." And Mrs. Valentine said, "You keep quiet now. You shouldn't talk like that about your father." Bill Cran's got a new car. How about that, boys? That's all right, isn't it? I'll say. You know, Bill, I just wanted to tell you, when the family buys a car, there are a few things that everybody says. The father says how many miles to a gallon. The mother says what color is the upholstery. The son says how fast will she go. The daughter says, "Has it a good mirror?" And the neighbors say, "How can they afford it?" All right, I'm going to put Clark Dennis to work here, singing. Clark, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Under Your Spell.
Oh, this is going to be a grand arrangement. I feel it coming on.
More and more I feel I'm falling under your spell. What can I do? I belong to you. In the heart of your heart I'm longing to dwell. More and more under your spell. Everything's new to me. Fate has brought you to me. Life is so dear to me. When you are near to me, my own, time alone will tell the only story to tell. I'll be always under so dear to me, when you are here to me, my own. Time alone will tell the only story to tell. I'll be always under
Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the old rugged cross. To have a Christmas custom at our house. In the afternoon, after a big Christmas dinner, we'd all sit around the parlor and get out the old album, the old things from way back, just to revive our memories. Talk about old times. One of our listeners, I found, had the same habit, and last Christmas Day, she came across something in an old Bible. It was something a friend of hers had sent her on her wedding day, years before. It's called A Bride's Prayer. And to happily married people, it means a lot. Should on Christmas. She read it on her wedding day long ago, and she's remembered its message ever since. Here it is, A Bride's Prayer. Oh, Father, my heart is filled with a happiness so wonderful that I'm almost afraid. This is my wedding day, and I pray thee that the beautiful joy of this morning may never grow dim with years of regret for the step I'm about to take. Rather, may its memories become more sweet and tender with each passing anniversary. Thou hast sent to me one who seems all worthy of my deepest regard. Grant unto me the power to keep him ever true and loving as now. May I prove indeed a helpmate, a sweetheart, a friend, a steadfast guiding star among all the temptations that beset the impulsive hearts of men. Give me skill to make the home the best loved place of all. Help me to make its light shine farther than any glow that would dim its radiance. Let me, I pray thee, meet the little misunderstandings and cares of my new life bravely. Be with me as I start on my mission of womanhood, and stay thou my path from failure. Walk thou with us even to the end of our journey, hand in hand, down the highway to the valley of final shadow, which we will be able to lighten with sunshine of good and happy lives. Cadets helped us so nicely in memory time today. I'm going to ask them to revive an old song for you on Christmas. Maybe they'll revive some swell memories for you. Remember, by the light of the silvery moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon whom a honey I'll croon of. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dream.
We'll be cuddling
soon. Oh, by the silvery moon. place. Park, scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Please pass to me, you. Sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun. Dialogue, where would you like to spoon? My view, with you, underneath the silvery moon. By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon. Oh, my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon.
Well, I hope that you were able to be with your family today and that Santa brought you everything that you wanted. A lot of funny things happen around home with the kids around. I know early this morning, Santa brought Tommy a little horse pulling a dray. I said to him, Tommy, is your new horse a dray horse? He said, no, it's a brown horse, and cut out the baby talk. A lot of funny things happen. Here's one for the kiddies by Walter. The Parade of the Wooden Soldier. There you go. Our Christmas Day Refreshment Club. Be with us again next Monday at this time to hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under Walter Bloss's direction, and of course yours truly, Don McNeil. Remember, be seeing you Monday, and remember over the weekend, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.